I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. Recently, Elspeth has been focusing on what Cape and Island schools are doing to get local food into their cafeterias. This week, she learns about a statewide initiative to feature a different local food every month.
In September, a new program made it much easier for Massachusetts schools to get started serving local food.
Carrots. And this is carrot soup. Does anybody want to try the carrot soup? Just raise your hand. It's a little hot, so be careful.
That's Tanya Felix, the cafeteria manager at Wellfleet Elementary School. Harvest of the Month is a new initiative from the Massachusetts Farm to School Project, an organization dedicated to getting local food into schools that's funded in large part by the state. Tanya signed up because it's easy. To get started, all she had to do was put the featured crop on the menu twice a month.
We were very successful with it this year. We've had kale as harvest of the month, and the kids had kale chips, and it was very popular. They actually asked for kale chips now. We did one of the harvest of the month was tomatoes. That was in September. We had apples was another one, and they were able to try a variety of different apples. And all of those items we made sure came from Massachusetts farms.
Without support, local sourcing would be the tricky part. Like many schools, Wellfleet Elementary is part of a big regional district, and Tanya doesn't actually do the food buying.
For me personally, I don't get to pick our purveyors and our suppliers. It goes through our school nutrition supervisor.
The cool thing about Harvest of the Month is that it works within this existing framework. It used to be hard for cafeteria workers to find local produce, but now it's a no-brainer. The suppliers already know about the program, so the schools don't have to do anything besides order from their regular suppliers. The program also offers support in written form.
There's a newsletter every month, there's recipes, there's the little trading cards. What these look like. It says Harvest of the Month is February, carrots. Gives a history, production, where they come from, nutrition information, and then they have their website on here.
Harvest of the Month also gives schools posters, free sourcing assistance, press release templates, and stickers for the kids that say, "I tried it." Tanya says the kids especially love the trading cards and the recipes. And today, they're pretty excited about the carrot soup.
It's really good and I really like it. It's yummy and delicious.
How's the tally so far?
Let's see. We got 16 that like it and 11 that didn't try it. No dislikes yet.
The final tally is 55 likes, no dislikes. Since this year was a pilot for the program, February is the last harvest of the month until next September. Directors at the Massachusetts Farm to School Project say the response has been overwhelmingly positive, and next year they'll move forward with a full school year calendar. At Wellfleet Elementary, Tanya Felix has been pleased.
They're really, really super helpful. All of our schools, we're really just, you know, babies with all of this and getting this out there. I think I'm amazed that we're doing as well as we are with it.
This year, 115 public school districts and over 600 schools in Massachusetts participated in the pilot year of Harvest of the Month. 8 districts in our listening area signed up, and the directors say they expect more next year. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can find a link to learn more about Harvest of the Month and the Massachusetts Farm to School Project on our website at capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.